now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, we could do that. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, off today on a well-deserved vacation. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast making sure the mess stays on the air. And you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Yes, indeed. You have a device. It's an Android. It's an Apple. It's an Apple Watch. It's a tablet. It's a laptop. Well, guess what? No matter where you are, you're Wi-Fiing in, you're doing what you're doing, guess what? You can grab the Spano and Black Attack. First, you can go to our award-winning website, click on the Listen Live button, and there we are. But if you're on the device and you like TuneIn or Stitcher or iHeartRadio or something along those lines, well, guess what? All you have to do is go to their sites. You can grab everything that we do. Happy to be there for you. And, of course, it's live. However, you had an interview that you wanted to hear. Something from yesterday, something from a couple of days ago. Well, guess what? You can do that, too. All you have to do is go into the archives on these various different platforms, various different sites, and you can grab it. Today we have an interview with Bob Nightingale, the premier sports writer in the United States. He'll be talking baseball, second half baseball. Who's going to do what? Well, if you happen to miss it live today, guess what? You can still go back and grab it. And that's the beauty of radio on the go. You can set your own time. You can set your own agenda on how you want to listen to this show. We hope you listen to it live. But if you can't do it, you can still always grab it. Most important to us is the American Forces Radio Network. And if you're in the armed forces, guys, girls, no matter where you are, whether it's in this country or in a foreign land, and you're protecting us, you're keeping us safe to enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy, guess what? We're right there with you, and we're happy and proud to do it. We'll be back to set the table right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
GEICO applauds your inner journey seeker.
GEICO gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. GEICO insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take GEICO along for the ride.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Well, there could be some of that going on. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of The Attack. Sports Byline USA brings it to you, and we're happy to be a part of it. Twitter's more your thing at BobBlack71 and, of course, at Sports Byline USA. If you want to annoy Joe on the beach, at JoeSpano56 as he tries to get that tan. Although today out in New York, it's looking a little doubtful. So hopefully he's done a little bit of traveling and is out there getting it done. We have a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk some NBA. In hour two, we're going to talk baseball with Bob Nightingale as the second half is upon us. And the best sports writer in the country, the best baseball writer in the country is Bob Nightingale. And he'll join us here on The Attack. And we'll discuss some second half teams, second half needs, who'll be rising, who'll be falling, and we'll take it all in that direction. We have the British Open as well, and the ESPYs. And the ESPYs took an interesting turn yesterday as social commentary came into play. And we'll get to that because I do want to devote a decent amount of time to that, because if you remember from yesterday's show, that's how I closed it out with some of the athletes that were speaking out and some of the backlash that they were getting in the aspect of when they were making statements and it involved the police and how they were dealing with the police and calling them the murderer a martyr and the Cleveland Brown running back talking about the fact that a cop's throat being slit was an image that he posted. And, you know, there was a lot of stuff going on there. And I do want to get into that because there has been some evolution within those stories. But last night at the ESPYs, there were a bunch of NBA stars on stage talking about the responsibility of fellow athletes to get involved socially. And it's something worth discussing. And something that I'm glad they brought up. And there are a lot of people who do what we do here who are afraid to talk about the social aspect of the game. And as I'm fond of saying to friends, both on the air and off the air, you know, it's an interesting life I lead here in that I'm talking about millionaires who are pissed off at billionaires and vice versa. And it's really what it comes down to when you talk about athletes. I mean, the innocence of athletics is long gone, and it's about how much money is made and who has what shoe contract and who can play where and who can play with who and who's getting along with what coach and all that kind of good stuff. And, oh, by the way, there are actual games that are played and there are results. And it makes it very difficult for the fans sometimes to just sit there and just root for a team. And that's why a lot of people don't pay attention to sports. You know, and people forget that. It's not that sports is the be-all and end-all for all people. For a lot of people, it's not. It's just something they may casually look at in the headlines. But I want to get into all of that once we get clear of the British Open, because British Open is the story today, and we'll have a live report tomorrow from the British Open. But they're out there and well-established in the rounds. We have Porteous, who I wouldn't know if I ran him over, from South Africa. Through 8, 6 under. Patrick Reed, 5 under. a bunch of people that just, I got to be honest, I don't know most of these people, are shooting under par. And Patrick Reed is in at 5 under, so with a nice 66. You know, going down the board, and they're playing a Troon. Justin Thomas at 4. And you got a bunch of people starting on the back nine. Yeah, Justin Thomas at 4. Some of the bigger names not out there yet, but Ricky Fowler is at 2 under. Billy Horschel, 2 under. Stricker, 2 under. A lot of guys who are in the process of their round. Troon plays tough. It's an interesting course. Not St. Andrews, but it's a pretty good course. Patty Harrington in at 70. Rory McIlroy sitting at 1 under. So he's doing all right today. A little misleading headline on CBS. Made you thought he was closing in on the lead. Not the case. But as these guys try to get their feet under them, the usual suspects are there. And we'll see how it plays. Jordan Spieth sitting at even after 15. He's been very inconsistent this season. Louis Oosthuizen, even. Schwartzel, the former Masters champion, even. Colin shot a 71. This is going to be his last competitive British Open, so he says. So we'll see how that plays out. He got the honorary tee shot with the first round. Hit it straight. Didn't throw a temper tantrum, which is nice. Let's see what we got here. Bubba Watson sitting at even. Jason Day plus 1. Luke Donald plus 2. Molinari, the former Open champion, plus 2. Brad Snedeker plus 2. Jim Furyk plus 3. Some people still yet to go out. Graham McDowell hasn't gone out yet. Mick hasn't gone out yet. Lee Westwood hasn't gone out yet. Dustin Johnson hasn't gone out yet. He's at 9:04 a.m. Eastern time. Bunch of guys getting ready to tee off right now, including Ernie Els. And yeah, that's about it. But, you know, Troon's an interesting course. It's playing fun. Weather looks good thus far. Par is to 71. Troon is in Scotland, by the way, for those of you who don't know. It's the Royal Troon. And the yardage is 7390 for a $10 million purse. Not too shabby. And we will keep you updated on that as we go along. And like I said, we'll have a guest from Scotland tomorrow here on the Attack to talk a little bit of Open, as well as Pro Rodeo. That'll be fun. We like going off the beaten path here on the Attack and having a little bit of a good time as far as things like that go. But I do want to talk and devote a pretty good chunk of what's going on today to the ESPYs. And I never do that. I hate award shows. They're self-congratulatory, and it's something that I don't really care about. I have to be completely honest. But I do want to talk about a couple of things. I want to talk about LeBron getting an award. I do want to talk about Craig Sager, because he got the Jimmy V, the Arthur Ashe Courage Award, excuse me. And, you know, he wore one of his trademark jackets. It was absolutely incredibly hideous. Yellow and red roses all over a black splashed jacket. It was really right up his alley. And, well, you know, and I'm sorry, I was right the first time Sager got the Jimmy V Award. Let's start there. He got the Jimmy V Perseverance Award, and this will spill over to the other side. You know, look, he's fighting a battle. Craig Sager is very well liked and very well received in the world of sports. He has a thankless job. He has to talk to coaches and players on the sidelines when they're at their emotional worst. They're either getting their hind end kicked or they're at their emotional best where they're kicking somebody's hind end. And he's got to go, so, hey, what are you going to do different in the second half? And he manages to do it in a way that's non-intrusive and charming. And he wears the ugliest jackets, sport coats, which have become his trademark over the years. And he doesn't take himself too seriously, and that's why people do love him. But he's battling leukemia, and he's been very brave about it. And that's where we'll pick it up on the other side. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano and Black Tech. Don't go anywhere.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge sales. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring, you got dancing midgets and leathers, you got everything that you've ever wanted in a match.
Well, very true. And you got us. You got me and Robert. Welcome back. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. And at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA, if you want to chime in. This is going to be a little bit of a different show in that we'll talk about Craig Sager here in a minute and also talk about social justice and where the responsibility of the athlete lies, and we will talk about that. We're also going to talk some basketball. talk about some baseball as well with Bob Nightingale. And, you know, as we ease into this today, I wanted to start with Craig Sager because I don't want that to get lost in the grand scheme of things. And the Arthur Ashe Perseverance Award, Craig doesn't look good. I don't know what the prognosis is. We do know that there's been a recurrence of the leukemia, which, of course, he's been fighting for a few years now. Again, in his trademark hideous outfit. And boy, that was just an all-timer yesterday. There was a video tribute and narrative that brought him to tears in the audience. And it's when you lead the public life, it's a very interesting dynamic when it comes to things like that, because Craig Sager very easily could have just kind of faded away. Excuse me, this is emotional to me too. Could have just faded away, but he chose to work and continue working while he was getting treatment as best he could. He missed some time a couple of times, but as soon as he was able, he stepped back out on the stage. And as I said, this is a very thankless job that he has. He never, I'm sure in his heart of hearts, he would have liked to have been the play-by-play guy or whatever the circumstances were. But he's been a reporter for Turner and TNT for a long time and has one of the most thankless jobs in sports, and that is the job of sideline reporter. They very rarely add anything to the telecast. It's not like they're digging out some nugget that, ooh, my God, the whole game changed on that particular question that he asked. It rarely works out that way. And they have to stick the microphone in the face of guys like Greg Popovich and name the coach who has a surly attitude and go, hey, coach, your team's down by 15. What are you going to do differently? Oh, I don't know, Craig, score more points. You know, and that's the kind of answer that he gets. He's been doing it for years and years and years. And it's tough when you see a guy like that who from all accounts, is a good guy. And thought he had beaten cancer, and then the diagnosis happens again. And the people really came out for him last night. Vice President Joe Biden was there and called him a man of courage and loyalty with a hell of a team behind him. You know, Ernie Johnson and Reggie Miller, Charles Barkley, Shaq, they joined Sager and Biden on stage for a photo. You know, for those of you who don't know, Ernie Johnson's been through some stuff himself. So I'm sure that was a particular moment for him to be involved with. And Sager spoke and he said to everybody out there, we're making progress, incredible progress. We're going to find a cure for cancer, but we need your help. And that's always the theme of the ESPYs, is to raise money for research and treatment. And, you know, I for those of you who know, I've been down that road myself, and there are other people associated with this program who have been down that road. And it's not easy, and it doesn't matter how old you are, and it doesn't matter what the prognosis is or the diagnosis is. As soon as they say the word, you're scared. And from that point on, your life is never the same. And I know for Craig Sager, his life has not been the same. But he has been trying to battle it. He's trying all levels of treatment. He's fortunate in that he has the resources to do it. But rather than just sit back and accept his fate or accept his diagnosis, he has continued to fight, and not only fight for himself, but fight for others. And that's where the admiration from my perspective comes in. He's somebody that is not only talking the talk, but walking the walk as well. And believe me when I tell you, getting up out of bed every day to walk that walk is not the easiest thing in the world. You know, the first diagnosis, he missed 11 months. 11 months. and he got a bone marrow transplant from his son. And he went back to TNT's NBA coverage in March of 2015. But back in this past April, he did an interview with HBO, and it was supposed to be one of those feel-good interviews. Oh, look, he survived and everything else. And it turned out that he revealed in the interview that his cancer was no longer in remission, and he's been fighting it since. You know, again, once there's recurrence, it's very difficult to beat it. I don't know whether or not Craig's going to be able to. I know he didn't look good last night. I'm sure part of it was the emotion of the evening, but I know physically he's taking a beating. And, you know, we don't know how it's going to turn out, but I was glad to see him get that award last night. You know, Stu Scott got it last year. Stu passed pretty shortly afterwards. I hope we're not dealing with the same thing here. Sager actually had a connection to Valvano, and they became relatively close when they were working together in 1991 in the Pan American Games in Cuba. And, you know, that kind of thing happens when you're overseas, or, you know, you go to a particular event where maybe you're isolated, you don't know that many people. Sometimes you forge relationships with people that are unexpected. And he ended up doing that with Jim Valvano. And again, you know, makeup, hair, all that kind of good stuff. Craig still didn't look good yesterday. And I'm hoping that he's able to fight it. He talked about his life a lot and his children and his family and the fight itself against cancer. And he was very honest and very open. And you hope that he is able to walk away from this. I don't know how this is going to turn out, but I'm certainly hoping that it turns out for the best. As far as the actual awards, like I said, it's not something that I do backflips over to go out of my way to watch. But like I said, knowing that Sager was going to be on yesterday, and I had a feeling something was going to happen as far as social responsibility. So I actually did pay a bit of attention to it yesterday. But the Cavs and LeBron getting a lot of accolades yesterday. And LeBron was named Best Male Athlete, Best NBA Player. Got awarded the ESPY for Best Championship Performance. And rightfully so. I mean, we spoke to that and whether or not he or Steph were the best players in basketball. Steph got the league MVP. I get all that, but LeBron James is still the best player in basketball, and he showed it throughout the course of the playoffs. He certainly showed it in the finals as he took the team on his shoulders and was able to come away with an NBA championship. He also was gracious enough to give the floor to his teammates who were there, all of them, Smith and Tristan Thompson, Channing Frye. Kyrie Irving was there, Kevin Love. You know, it was a group effort, but LeBron was the king of the hill, no pun intended. And he made sure that everybody that was involved with that championship victory was recognized. And again, there's always going to be people that are going to hate. It goes with the territory. You look at what goes on in day-to-day life, and people are just going to hate people who are successful. It doesn't matter what level or what particular enterprise they're involved in. And a lot of people, unfortunately, are jealous of people who succeed, and they want to knock them down. You put them up on a pedestal, you want to knock them down. And LeBron's taken his lumps over the years. But anybody at this point who's knocking LeBron James for anything, you know, is he the most gracious person at times when he does his announcements and everything? No, he's not. But he was also a young man when a lot of that was happening. And I always reference people to, what were you doing at that age? What kind of mistakes were you making? But here he sits at 30 years of age, going on 31, and he's a leader. He's a leader on his team. He's a leader in his locker room. Leader in his city. And he showed that leadership not only throughout the course of the year, not only throughout the course of the playoffs, but also last night when he made sure to incorporate all of his teammates and the city of Cleveland itself. It was classy. Yeah, people need to lighten up on him. He's a good guy. He's a class act. He's been getting it done. We'll get it done on the other side with more talk of social responsibility and more NBA as well before we move on to other things. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the attack. Bob Black, Joe's off today. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the attack. Back to the British Open, Hayden Porteous at 6-under, Patrick Reed 5 in the clubhouse, Justin Thomas 4 in the clubhouse, and a bunch of other guys whose names you probably wouldn't recognize. Trailing behind, yeah, there's actually a couple in there that you would, but everybody else trailing the field. Troon's playing pretty easy thus far, and we shall see if it continues to play that way. Like I said, going into the break, you know, LeBron had 8 of his teammates up there with him yesterday. And that was nice. You know, it was a nice touch. They got recognized as the best team of the year. And he was recognized as best player and best championship performance and all that kind of good stuff. And that aspect of it was cool. But at the very beginning of the broadcast, it was a social moment. And I've been on Twitter and looking at the responses to this, and most people took it for what it was. Some people reacted negatively to it. It was interesting. Carmelo Anthony, Chris Paul, Dwayne Wade, LeBron James got up together at the Microsoft Theater and urged their fellow athletes to be active socially. And if you're going to try to get anything like that done with a particular moment on a particular platform, and no better place to do it than the ESPYs, because all sports are represented there. And Chris Paul spoke about the generations ago, legends like Jesse Owens, Jackie Robinson, Muhammad Ali, John Carlos, Tommy Smith, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Jim Brown, Billie Jean King, Arthur Ashe, and countless others set a model for what athletes should stand for. So we choose to follow in their footsteps. Well done. Carmelo Anthony said the system is broken, the problems are not new, the violence is not new, and racial divide is definitely not new, but the urgency for change is definitely at an all-time high. Well said. Dwayne Wade said the racial profiling has to stop, the shoot-to-kill mentality has to stop. Not seeing the value of black and brown bodies have to stop, but also the retaliation has to stop. The endless gun violence in places like Chicago, Dallas, not to mention Orlando, it has to stop. Enough is enough is enough. Yeah, okay. I have some issues with some of what he said there. I don't think people intentionally don't see the value of black and brown bodies. The gun violence in some of the cities that he mentioned are not being perpetrated by the police. It's been being perpetrated by civilians or terrorists. And I think that needs to be distinctly said to separate it from what went on in Dallas, because that did involve the police. LeBron James said tonight we're honoring Muhammad Ali, the greatest of all time, but to do his legacy any justice, let's use this moment as a call to action for all professional athletes to educate ourselves, explore these issues, speak up, use our influence, and renounce all violence, and most importantly, go back to our communities. Invest our time, our resources, help rebuild them, help strengthen them, help change them. We all have to do better. Well, okay. Can't disagree with anything that was said there. And this is on the eve of a town hall meeting that's going to happen tonight at 8 o'clock. The president and the people in national conversation on race relations in the United States. That aspect of it I'm going to leave alone. Watch it. Don't watch it. That's your choice. We all know what went on in Dallas. We all know what's going on politically in this country at this point in time. You make your own choice and your own reaction to that. But to what the athletes were talking about, I think it raises an interesting conversation. And I'll always take it back to what Charles Barkley said. You know, I ain't no role model. And he made that decision. And, you know, okay. You have the freedom to make that decision. If you decide you are going to be a role model, if you decide that you're going to take on social responsibility and social challenges, in my opinion, it's not enough to just attach your name to a cause or an alleged cause. And that makes it all well and good. In my opinion, you need to do your research. You need to know your history. you need to recognize why certain things happen at certain times. And not just buy into whatever particular narrative is being preached at the given moment, whether it's liberal or conservative or black or white or whatever the circumstances are. And you need to make sure that you have a depth of knowledge before you open your mouth and before you attach your name to something. I mean, in theory, I'm a public figure, but unless I say something incredibly stupid on the air, which has been known to happen, nobody's really going to pay attention to what I'm saying as far as social responsibility goes. But if Carmelo Anthony opens his mouth, people are going to pay attention to it. If Chris Paul opens his mouth, people are going to pay attention to it. Certainly if LeBron James opens his mouth, people are going to pay attention to it. And that goes to the highest profile athlete, the lowest profile athlete. Because of the fact you belong to a team and you represent a team and you represent a community, or in the case of a guy like Muhammad Ali or Billie Jean King, you play in an individual sport, but you still represent the sport, and you're still going to have a reaction from the public on your actions. You know, and they referenced a couple of guys that, you know, had been in the public eye for a long time, guys and girls like Billie Jean King, who fought her own battles, Muhammad Ali, who certainly, with his passing, the passing of a legend, passing of an icon, but over the course of his life, whether you agreed with him or disagreed with him, never hesitated to put it all out there and keep it as real as it could possibly be. And it cost him. It cost him with fans. It cost him with his career. It cost him financially. I mean, it's when these guys are making the kind of money that they make, you know, again, you can say anything you want. And I'm not saying you have to write large checks. I'm not saying that. That's not even necessarily part of it. But if you're going to make statements about social responsibility and national dialogue and things along those lines, well, then you need to recognize that there's a level of responsibility as far as being educated on the subjects that you're talking about and or willing to make the personal sacrifice when you take a stance on something and not just provide lip service to it. And that's where, and I'm not calling these guys to task because no time has passed. And I do want to see how they respond. And I do want to see what their action in their community is. You know, I was talking about this yesterday when we were talking about the Minnesota Lynx and the T-shirts they were wearing and Miss Alabama's statement about the shooter in Dallas being a martyr. Isaiah Crowell's situation with Cleveland, and we'll get back to that probably after the top of the hour. But again, understand, it's with those kind of statements comes a level of responsibility that you better be prepared for. You know, you can't mention people like Jesse Owens, like Jackie Robinson, who took more crap than any athlete ever when he broke the color barrier. I don't know that any of these athletes combined could have taken the level of garbage that Jackie Robinson took. John Carlos and Tommy Smith, yeah, it cost them individually. You know, they made a decision. They were booted from the team unjustly because it went against everything that America stands for. But they took their stance. It was the height of the anti-war movement. It was the height of protest in America in 1968. And it certainly cost them personally and professionally. Jim Brown has always been an advocate. Jim Brown has always been in the middle of trying to defuse racial situations. He's put himself out there. He's also hit women, you know, which conveniently gets overlooked when you talk about Jim Brown. But Jim Brown has always been out there. He's also always been a social advocate. Jim Brown grew up here on Long Island, where I live. And he put up with a lot of crap when he was a kid. Grew up in the Hempstead Uniondale area and put up with a lot of nonsense. Went up to Syracuse, put up with a lot of nonsense up there. Came into the league, dominated the league, and then stepped off the stage, literally, on his terms. But never stopped preaching social responsibility. But he put it into action. In some ways, he helped himself. In some ways, he hurt himself by doing so. He had a movie career, reasonably successful one. He made some money doing that. Then turned to activism more than anything else. He's always been a part of the Cleveland Brown organization and never stepped away from that. But he's always been there. And, you know, from that aspect of it, as I said, there's certain things in his personal life that have been overlooked. But as far as his responsibility and being out there and putting it on the line each and every day, he was consistent about it. And as I said, when you're talking about people like this, when you're talking about legend, when you're talking about people who were completed socially to pushing a cause, well, four guys up on a stage talking about doing it is nice. But the reality of literally getting involved and getting your hands dirty is completely different. You know, there's no aspect of social responsibility, if you're truly involved in it, where you don't get your hands dirty in one form or another. And that's being out there on the front lines. That's being, if a protest is something that you want to do, then do it. But be prepared for the consequences. And there are consequences. Good, bad, or indifferent, there are consequences. We'll pick it up and finish it up right there on the other side in hour one and continue the conversation and the dialogue in hour two. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Didn't you think he looked edgy?
No, as a matter of fact, I thought you looked edgy.
Well, edgy. What's the difference? Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And, you know, again, with everything that went on down in Dallas and, you know, the butchering of those policemen, athletes have decided to make comments on that and social commentary on race relations in the United States, and perfectly within their rights. And, you know, again, people a lot of times do not want to hear it because of sports. And they want to keep their sports separate from their real life. And I get that. Sports is an escape for a lot of people. But for the athletes, and they make a good living and they lead a life, at least financially, that is different than you and I, for the most part. But if they feel the urge to speak up and have a conversation about what's going on in the country, right, wrong, or indifferent, they have the right to be able to do that. And you want to criticize them for that, that's fine. That's your right as well. But don't criticize their right to speak, because they are allowed and they do have a platform. Now, do I go to an athlete for my information about social issues? No, I don't in particular, but some people do. And they're entitled to do that, too. We're going to continue this dialogue on the other side, because it is important, especially on the heels of what's going to happen tonight with President Obama and his conversation, which will be commercial-free and unedited on ABC. So we'll get back to that in hour two, along with Bob Nightingale, talk some baseball. We'll have other sports as well. It won't all be about the social impact of athletes, believe me. I like to have fun as well. I promise you I do. I'm Bob Black. This is Spano and Black Attack. Stay tuned.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
Was I speeding sometimes? Sure. But the vast majority of the time, I was pulled over for nothing more than driving a new car in the wrong neighborhood or some other reason just as trivial.
That was Senator Tim Scott sharing what he calls a difficult and personal history. He's the only African-American Republican in the United States Senate. giving his plea on the floor. A dead 2-year-old found in Stamford, Connecticut.
Extremely upset. You know, obviously our condolences to them. It's a traumatic experience, you know, have the child pass away in this manner.
Bella Redondo of New Canaan, Connecticut, died Tuesday night at Stamford Hospital, and police say the cause of death was blunt force head trauma. No charges have been filed at this time. Thank you for listening to USA Radio News.
Tales of American Political History with Clinton Porter Hackney.
Government standoffs have almost become standard fare in American politics, yet when one arises, media attention abounds. In fact, it's argued by some that the media coverage spurring the public's attention helps prolong what becomes months-long sieges. Sometimes the coverage draws sympathy for the protesters' cause, and many of these standoffs don't end well. Two of the more famous government sieges occurred in the 1990s. First was Randy Weaver's Ruby Ridge standoff in 1992, and then in the following year came the notorious 51-day siege by the government against David Koresh and the Branch Davidian Ranch outside Waco, Texas. The siege at Waco became a 24/7 news event. But before CNN and Fox, before cable and 24-hour TV networks, and prior to the internet and social media came Dennis Banks and Russell Means. Join us again for a second battle at Wounded Knee. This is Clinton Porter Hackney at cphackney.com.
More Pokemon Go? Here's Sarah Lee Kessler.
The 19-year-old was chasing Pikachu and other virtual characters in Lake Ronkonkoma Wednesday afternoon, Lakeshore Drive, when a car with three or more people pulled up. He's not sure. He was pretty shaken up when a man inside pulled a gun, demanding his iPhone. Suffolk police now warning gamers to pay attention to what's going on around them while playing Pokemon. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
If you were born on this day, July 14th, you share your birthday with animator Bill Hanna of Hanna-Barbera, born this day in 1910. President Gerald R. Ford was born on this day in 1913. Rosie Grier of the L.A. Rams, 74 years old today, while Jerry Hauser of the movie Slapshot is 64. Actress Jane Lynch of Glee is 54, and Darrell Revis of the NFL, 31 years old. Happy birthday from USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The hunt is on for a serial shooter in Phoenix after police link seven deaths. USA's Tammy Rose has more.
Seven people dead and two hurt since March 17th. Police say the youngest victim, only 12 years old. The killer is using a semi-automatic handgun and is described as a light-skinned Latino or white man in his 20s.
What we're hearing is an unprovoked attack. We're hearing about people in the street, most of them in front of residential homes. A car pulls up. The shooter gets out and almost without any warning, no conversation, just opens fire.
The shootings are concentrated in the low-income neighborhood of Maryville, with many victims shot while standing outside their homes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
The NYPD has released a sketch of a man wanted in the attempted rape of a young girl in East Harlem. Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
Police say the 8-year-old was asleep when a man climbed up a fire escape into her bedroom window at East 108th Street and First Avenue last week. Cops say he tried to sexually assault her while her father and siblings were in the next room. She screamed. He fled the same way he got in. Police are looking for a light-skinned Hispanic man in his 20s with long hair and severe acne. The girl wasn't physically hurt. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
I'm Rod William Stoll. This is USA Radio News. More news at usaradio.com.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, indeed we are. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them some love. They love us right back, but we rarely mention their names. Really, because we don't have time. In today's fast-paced environment, it's all about radio on the go. If you're on your way to work, summer vacation for a lot of people. If you're on your way to the beach or heading out of town or heading to the airport, you want to plug in, tune in, turn out, whatever the circumstances are, guess what? You can grab not only the Spano and Black Attack, but the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on your personal device, be it an Apple, be it Android, be it a watch, tablet, laptop, doesn't really matter what it is. It's all about the sites you can go to. And, of course, it all starts with the award-winning website here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You go there, you click on the Listen Live button, and hell, there we are, which is not such a bad thing. You can also see the various different interviews that have been done, not only by us, but other personalities on the network. You can grab them, listen to them, if something intrigues you at that given moment, and have some fun with that. The devices themselves, well, you download the apps. You know what they are, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeart. You can go to Listen Live on all of those sites, pick up the show immediately, which is a beautiful thing. And you can also grab archived editions of the show. Again, if there's a particular interview you want to listen to, it's there. If it's a particular show you want to listen to, it's there. Somebody talks to you about the content of the show on a given day. Wow, I should have listened to it that day. Guess what? You can go back. You can get it on your own personal device because it's all about radio on the go. Most important to us here on the Spano and Black Attack is the American Forces Radio Network. Because the guys and gals that protect us and protect this country and the freedoms that we enjoy matter most to Joe and myself. And no matter where you're listening to us, hopefully this gives you a little taste of home, and we're proud and happy to do it. We'll be back to set the table right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year.
A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
GEICO applauds your inner journey seeker.
GEICO gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. GEICO insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take GEICO along for the ride.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Well, indeed we are. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Bob Nightingale at 40 after the hour to talk second half baseball. We'll talk about his couple of days of fun in the sun in San Diego. And, you know, he was working, so it wasn't all fun and games. But the premier baseball writer in the United States, Bob Nightingale, will join us on the Attack, and we'll talk some baseball. We've got some basketball in front of us as well. But we've been talking about social responsibility. And it was raised last night by four NBA players, and legitimately so. And I, like I said, I was in the world of Twitter. I was in the cyber universe this morning prepping for the show and looking at the responses to it. Most of it was positive. Some of it was negative. Some of it was racist. And these are the realities of life in the 21st century. It's none of this stuff has disappeared. Some things have changed, most for the better, but none of this stuff has disappeared. And it is right and justifiable for any public figure to speak out if they are so moved to do so. And I will never criticize an athlete or an entertainer or a musician for putting their opinion out there. What I will criticize them for is an uninformed opinion, an uninformed statement. And that's where I caution these people, because it's very easy to stand on a stage and say you're going to do X, Y, and Z, to back it up in word and action and process is something completely different. And some of the people that were mentioned yesterday, you know, fortunately, in some instances, I'm not old enough to remember. I had to do my research. But in other instances, I am. I talked about Jim Brown and his activism throughout his life, as which has been very legitimate. But he's also perceived as a saint, and he's not. He's had issues with domestic violence that get overlooked and ignored completely by the media. And so I take that aspect of what he says with a certain grain of salt, because there's an illegitimacy about him because of his personal conduct that I find hard to accept. Muhammad Ali, you know, I had great conversations with my friend Burt Young, who knew him. And what Ali went through when he made the decision to not be drafted, not go to Vietnam, and essentially give up his career in the prime of his career, and what he went through financially and emotionally, professionally. And again, whether you agree with Ali's decision, where you can't disagree, is he backed up everything that he talked about by putting his career on the line. And they took his career away from him. They eventually restored it, but it cost him. It cost him dearly on all levels of his life. So again, whether you agree or disagree with his reasoning, I can respect it. Billie Jean King, the same thing. People don't realize, and Billie Jean King is an icon in the tennis world. Every woman who makes a dollar in tennis needs to look to Billie Jean King, because she was out there, and, you know, a lot of people talk about the fact, well, you know, she's a lesbian and, you know, that's it. No. What Billie Jean was talking about early on in her career was equal pay for equal work. And she did the spectacle with Bobby Riggs that she's very well known for, the Battle of the Sexes, which was, you know, in the Astrodome and shown on ABC, and Howard Cosell called it and all that. And, you know, it was a bit of a circus, and that's all well and good. But what she was about was fighting for women and making sure that they were going to get paid properly and making sure that the commercial contracts that were out there were going to at least be considered for women, because the women were bringing something to the table in the professional tennis world. And people like Margaret Court and Billie Jean in that time, and they were coming onto the scene, and the women were becoming more and more prominent, and they weren't being compensated properly for it. You know, Billie Jean took tough stands. And again, it cost her personally. It cost her emotionally. You know, she had the big scandal with the woman that she had the relationship with, who outed her when Billie Jean was still playing behind closed doors. She was still married, but she was in a relationship with a woman. The woman blackmailed her. And when it came out that Billie Jean King was gay, oh my God, you know, rather than sympathize with her and the fact that she was put in this position by this woman who was basically, she was extorting money out of her, the media and the public turned on her. The commercial public turned on her. Fans, it was interesting because some hated it, but most were accepting. But she lost all her sponsorship. All of it. Literally every single sponsor. She played in Wimbledon. Once the story came out that she was gay, she had to go to Harrods department store and buy a tennis dress so she could compete. But it never deterred her. She always kept her social responsibility going. So, again, with these guys talking about this, it's all well and good. Take it back even further, Jesse Owens. You know, Jesse Owens, you talk about a time in history and the Munich Games. I mean, yeah, the Berlin Games, excuse me. You know, Hitler being there. The story of him ignoring Jesse Owens is legendary, but the reality is that didn't happen. Behind the stadium, Hitler shook hands with Jesse Owens, and there's a picture of it. But it didn't fit the narrative. And Jesse Owens put up with a lot of crap in his day. He came from a poor background. After the Olympics were done, the Olympic team got invited to compete in Sweden. He returned to the U.S. and took up some of the more lucrative commercial offers that were out there. And the United States athletic officials withdrew his amateur status, and it ended his career. And his argument was, with all the discrimination he had faced throughout his athletic career, like not being able to get scholarships in college because of his color, and taking classes between training, and taking jobs to pay his way, he had to make a living. And throughout the rest of his life, it was a very tough balancing act for Jesse Owens. The public loved him. They absolutely loved him. but he resorted to doing things like racing horses and racing premier athletes and giving them a 10-yard head start so he could run them down. You know, he ran a dry cleaning business. He worked as a gas station attendant. Well, that's fighting the battle right there. That's putting everything on the line. Declared bankruptcy. In the back end of his life, Ford Motor Company stepped up. USOC stepped up. And he ended up comfortable. Let's put it that way. Not rich, but comfortable. Where he led the rest of his life out. And he was recognized for the icon that he was. But these particular people that were referenced in that statement, they all struggled in various different ways, financially, emotionally, professionally. Now, the guys who were up on that stage last night, they're not going to struggle financially. Nothing they do short of burning down a building is going to affect them financially. And they're set for the rest of their lives. So we have to see what direction that takes them going forward socially and how much of an impact they're able to have, or whether or not it all ends up being lip service. We'll pick it up there and finish up those thoughts on the other side. I'm Bob Black. This is Spano and Black.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
The hell with it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well said, Mr. Uecker. Welcome back to the attack. The hell with it. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Bob Nightingale at 40 after the hour, the premier baseball writer in the country. And we'll talk about second half baseball. Who's going to succeed? Who's going to fail? Who's going to fall down a mountain? And perhaps who's going to move to other teams in other markets? But, you know, a lot of the show has been taken up by the ESPYs and Craig Sager and social responsibility. And it's a dialogue worth having. And it still can be contained within the world of sports and still make it entertaining within the world of sports. And again, when you throw down the gauntlet, be prepared for the responsibilities and consequences thereof. And I'll relate it to something that went on with me in college and something that used to frustrate the hell out of me. And I belonged to a frat that shall go nameless. And when we would have our meetings and we were making decisions for the house, it seemed as if there were always two camps, which, you know, is not unusual. And we would end up having discussions on particular things and not being able to make a decision, whether it was a party or, you know, a social thing that we wanted to get involved in, something along those lines. And we had a fellow within the frat that would always refer it to a committee. Let's form a committee. And then the committee would be constituted of half and half of the people who were having the conflict to start out with. And we'd get it into committee and nothing would ever be done. And it used to frustrate the hell out of me. And regardless of which side I was on, many times I would stand up and say, look, make a decision. I might not agree with you, but I will back you up once the decision has been made. And if it turns out that it's the wrong decision, then we learn from it and we decide never to do it again. Nope. Never got that. It was always, let's get it into committee, because people were afraid of making decisions and offending people. Well, that's kind of what we're dealing with here. You know, a committee of players got up on the stage at the ESPYs, made these statements. I think they were heartfelt. They were certainly within their realm to do it and their right to do it. But now let's see what direction it goes from here. President Obama is facing that same thing tonight when he takes, you know, a town hall live at 8 o'clock. And I think it's something that everybody should watch and see what is said and what direction it goes into. Will it end up being just a flapping of gums, or will true decisions be made as to how to rectify some of the divides within this country? And it breaches all levels of life, especially sports. Because sports is escapism. And once it spills into sports, then, you know, we got a problem. So I'm going to be curious to see how it plays out. Something that has played out, Isaiah Crowell is finally at peace with the police department of Cleveland. And after the initial posting to Instagram of Crowell showing a man sitting on slitting a police officer's throat, the Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association president, Stephen Loomis, said he was going to pull the cops out of the football stadium during the season. And Crowell threw an apology out there quickly, and Loomis didn't accept it. But they got an additional apology out of Crowell. And he said he will give his first game check to the Dallas Fallen Officer Foundation. So Loomis came out and said, look, I appreciate the apology and we accept it. People are allowed to make mistakes in life, which is true. Our problem was the first apology. It wasn't sincere, but Isaiah stepped up to the plate to make a personal apology, and we certainly appreciate his donation to the Fallen Officers Foundation. He did a second one via video, which was smart on his part. And he said he'd never wish violence on anyone, especially a police officer. And he explained that by posting the picture, he became part of the problem. It's a very mature thing. That's a very mature thing for him to do, to recognize that he became part of the problem. And he also, to be fair about it, he put that picture up before the cops were killed. He put it up after the deaths of Elton Sterling and Philando Castile. So, you know, that needs to be taken into account, too. But all's well that ends well, at least as of right now. And Loomis, even the police rep, actually went further and he said, I'd love to work with Isaiah in the future. So maybe, you know, that's a little bridge that has been built as well. Sometimes good comes out of bad. Not always, but sometimes. Let's get to the NBA before we swing into baseball at 40 after the hour. And it looks like the relationship between KD and Russell Westbrook is not too good. And look, it's like I said, I always felt there was more to meet the eye than what was going on there. I would see it on the court. I'd see it on the sidelines. You know, they always said the right things, but I never really got the sense that it was all what it was cracked up to be. And, you know, KD talked about it yesterday. He goes, well, you know, he's still my brother. And he said, we had the conversation. He said, but it will, their relationship will never be the same again. And okay, that's probably pretty accurate. You know, KD said, I just told him, I let him know how I felt. And I wanted to express it to that to him, and hopefully he respected it. So, you know, the part of the conversation that's interesting is the fact that I would have loved to have been the fly on the wall when he said to Westbrook that I don't feel I can win a championship here. Because Oklahoma City is a very well-run organization. As Joe and I talk about all the time, if you're standing still in the NBA, you're going backwards. They don't stand still. Sam Presti added pieces and parts to that team that he believed were going to put them in a better position to win a championship, and they got damn close this year. But trading Ibaka and adding Sabonis and adding Oladipo, these were changes that Sam Presti felt we're going to contribute to the ability of Westbrook and Durant to win a championship together. So I'm sure, and I am assuming here, but I'm sure that Russell Westbrook felt to a certain degree that Durant was pointing at him. And one of the criticisms of Russell Westbrook, I mean, statistically, he's brilliant. I think he's a top five player in the league. But one of the criticisms of Russell Westbrook is that when he has the ball in his hands, all motion stops while he figures out how he's going to run the offense. And when you have conversations of get the ball to Kevin so he can shoot more, that's not a good thing. So, you know, again, you saw it on the court with them. There were instances where they were at each other. Off the court, I will take them at their word. And I'll say to myself that, okay, you know, let's buy it. Let's take it at face value. And we will say that they are friends. But on the court, it had gotten to the point where Kevin Durant felt that it wasn't going to work. And he took it in that direction. And he was very blunt in saying that. So, you know, we'll see how it plays out as far as their friendship goes. But like I said, I never felt it was all cracked out, what it was cracked up to be. And, you know, he left. And they'll survive. And which leads us to Adam Silver. And Adam Silver's worry that small market teams are going to be left out of the dance and that these super teams are being put together. And now he's talking about the labor situation in the NBA being broken, and it's something they're going to have to deal with. He said, we didn't model for such a large spike. Well, the cap went up $24 million, and it's going to go up again yet next year. And he said, I don't think it's good for the league, just to be really clear. I'll say whoever the prohibitive favorite is, by try telling that to the 430 other players who aren't on those two teams. So he's referencing Golden State and Cleveland and going on the assumption that that's going to be the reps next year in the finals. And I couldn't disagree more. Are they the favorites? Absolutely. Can anything and everything happen between now and then that will keep that from happening? Yes. A breakout star, injuries, lack of chemistry in the locker room, complacency. All kinds of things can happen between now and the NBA Finals next year. Don't just write it in the books that those two teams are going to meet up. Are they favored? Yeah, they should be. But it's not a guarantee. It's never a guarantee. But I will guarantee you Bob Nightingale on the other side. We'll be talking baseball.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, Joe's off today. And we're joined by the premier baseball writer in the country, hands down, Bob Nightingale from USA Today. Welcome, Bob. Nice to have you back with us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
So how was beautiful, glorious, sunny San Diego?
It was good. You know, they when they have these all-star games in smaller cities where the ballpark is downtown, it's so much more convenient. We saw it last year in Cincinnati, the year before in Minneapolis. It just makes life easier not to have a jump in a cab and try to find your way around.
Yeah, and I would imagine just a little fun in the sun. I mean, it's summer everywhere, but boy, San Diego is just such a nice city. Been there a couple of times myself. Takeaways from the All-Star game. It looked like it was a fun experience. Big Papi being able to step off the stage and just looked like the fans were having a lot of fun. And, of course, Giancarlo Stanton just putting on a show.
Yeah, I mean, I played the highlight just as a hit show at the Home Run Derby. Yeah, the game was okay. You know, there's no real dramatic moments in it. Too bad Ortiz didn't get that big hit or more of a farewell. Really, the pregame ceremony might have been better than the game. You know, the bank towel is now being named after Rock Rue and American League, and of course Tony Gwynn in the National League.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was going to go there. They don't always get it right, but in that particular instance, it seemed as if the commissioner and the powers that be actually made a good decision. I actually talked about it yesterday, and statistically, how those guys it should be named after them. You wrote a terrific article though on the young shortstops that are coming up in the game, and how this may be the best crop of shortstops ever on the major league level and has a chance to evolve into that. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, 20 years ago, we were talking about who is the better shortstop. You know, is it Derek Jeter? Is it Nomar Garcia-Barra? Is it Alex Rodriguez? And now you got about 8 guys to choose from. I mean, you could argue that two of the best shortstops weren't even at the All-Star game. Of course, in Brandon Crawford in San Francisco, and, of course, Carlos Correa of Houston. But, yeah, when you throw in Lindor and these guys, it's just Bogarts from Boston. It's just, and of course, Seager from Los Angeles. I don't think we've ever seen anything like it.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, too, because you referenced their physical abilities. And I remember, you know, Ripken and Jeter and guys like that, Nomar for that matter, the big power hitting, and these are big guys and rangy guys, and that's going to be the trend going forward. These guys are all shapes, sizes. Some are power guys, some are speed guys, some are glove guys. It really is the range of talents, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, big guys like, you know, Seager, Correa, you know, about 6'4". Then, of course, you got Lindor, 5'11", but, you know, swings a nice bat as well. But, you know, pretty much, even though Diaz has the 15 years, pretty much everybody plays pretty spectacular defense as well.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are really off the hook as far as their abilities, and it is fun to watch. I you know, as a connoisseur of the sport, it's just watching these guys perform is just wonderful. Performance in the second half, that's going to be an interesting dynamic in Major League Baseball. Some teams on the rise, some teams on the decline, but it should be interesting. Let's start in the National League. Cubs and Giants. Cubs a little bit on a slide. Giants just rumbling along, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, the Giants, you know, went through those tough stretches, too. You know, a lot of blown games by the bullpen. I still think they go out and go get another arm for that back in the bullpen, maybe an outfielder as well. And, you know, Cubs could use a reliever as well, whether it's a Chapman from New York or Andrew Miller from New York. I think the Yankees would be very busy at the trade deadline because everybody wants those relievers.
Yeah, no question about it. And you know, to stay in the National League West for a second, San Francisco, best record at 57 wins, but the Dodgers have kind of weathered the storm a little bit. And with Kershaw coming back, they should be able to make some level of a run at San Francisco, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, at least a wild card spot. I mean, the big key is just how are those other pitchers besides Kershaw going to perform? I know they've been injured. Those guys are coming back. We'll see. I don't expect them to do much at the trade deadline because they haven't been wanting to trade their prospects anyway. I don't see them starting now. But I think with the Giants, if you look at Brian Sabian and Bobby Evans, they've never been afraid to trade prospects to get help at the major league level.
Yeah, but they've also managed, I guess, to keep the clubhouse itself calm. It seems as if the transition out of Mattingly hasn't been all that rough a transition.
No, Dave Roberts has been very optimistic guy. Keeps things together and, you know, keeps things afloat there when it's very easy for people to get down on that team and struggle. You know, the key is just, you know, these teams beating up on all the bad teams in the NL West. I mean, we could knock them around, San Diego Padres, the Diamondbacks, the Colorado Rockies, you know, strengthen your schedule. I mean, strengthen your record that way. I think that's what the Dodgers will do. I mean, at least get in there as a wild card team.
And Arizona, for all their moves in the offseason, man, they're sitting at the bottom. And it, you know, put yourself in a GM's chair for a second. Do you look at it as an aberration? Or after all the money spent and the moves that were made in the offseason, do you kind of look at it and go, whoops, we screwed up. We better sell off some of these parts?
Yeah, I think they'll just kind of ride it out and go after it next year. You know, maybe make some changes in the coaching staff or the manager. Go that way. But, yeah, I mean, how many times do we see it? Or whoever wins the offseason just plummets during the year. It was the San Diego Padres the year before that. we see it time and time again. And Shelby Mueller, you know, they traded away, you know, three top guys to get this guy, and he's easily been the biggest bust of the year.
Yeah, no question about it. And I guess you just have to kind of regroup and fold up the tent. But I'm sure the fan base is not particularly happy about it because it seems to happen every year now. You know, going to the Central, the Cubs were just playing spectacular baseball. Coming back down to earth, you mentioned some of the weaknesses. Let's explore that a little bit. Bullpen certainly is one of them.
Yeah, I mean, I would think they'd want to get somebody from the to close. You know, I think they're fine for the regular season. I don't think in the postseason you want to count on that. So I would think they'd be big after Andrew Miller. It might cost them Kyle Schwarber. I know they said they don't want to deal him, but they may have to. The starting rotation, too, needs to be shored up. I don't see them making a trade for the rotation, but they certainly need Jake Arrieta to be the Arrieta of a year ago. And this guy's been scuffling here the first half.
Well, you know, you make an interesting statement there because I mentioned that at the beginning of the year, and I don't know how deep their farm system is, but to me, the fact that they've been able to play as good a baseball as they can makes Schwarber expendable. And if you're going to make that move, I guess he does have to go, doesn't he?
I would think so. I mean, I know they don't want to do it. They said they won't do it. But if you got a chance to get Andrew Miller for 2.5 years, and maybe get Chapman too, make it a 2-for-1, I think you got to do it. And let's be honest, I mean, Schwarber just had a major knee surgery. He's probably not going to be catching anymore. He'd have to play left field. But really, he's a first baseman or a DH. And since the National League's not going to have a DH, you know, he might be better off in the American League.
Yeah, maybe so. And the perfect trade partner, obviously, is the Yankees. And they already did business in the offseason. So we'll see how that plays out. Going to the National League East, Miami Marlins, a surprise to some people, not so much to me. I felt they had the young core of talent. But the manager that went from West Coast to East Coast seems to have made a difference in being a steady hand in that clubhouse in Don Mattingly.
Yeah, you know, just command the instant respect. And not just Mattingly, but you're talking about Jim Wallach, the bench coach. Of course, Barry Bonds is the hitting coach. You know, just they renew the optimism in that clubhouse. And it's amazing they've done what they have. You consider D. Gordon has been out after having the PED suspension. And Giancarlo Stanton, until the last week, has been, you know, struggling big time in the first half. So they're going to have Stanton back. You know, it looks like he's become the player he was. I mean, Gordon back sometime at the end of July, early August. So this team could be a dangerous team in Italy.
Will they be able to spend the money, or will they be willing to spend the money to bring in additional pieces that might end up costing a little bit?
Well, they want one more starter. They could really use it. I think it'd be very aggressive on that front. You know, they don't have a whole lot of prospects, so that's a problem. I think they will spend the money. You know, I think they're kind of smelling the playoffs now. Say, you know what? You know, the New York Mets are struggling with that rotation. The Nationals are good but not great. So the thing's open but taken.
You know, I've never seen a team as decimated on a year-in, year-out basis as the New York Mets. And now their supposedly invincible pitching staff is feeling the pain as well. I'll ask the same question that I asked about Arizona. Do they just kind of ride it out and hope for the best this season, or do they try to make moves?
They ride it out. I mean, you know, Harvey's done for the year now, and Syndergaard's had some problems, so it's Matt. Steven Matt for the Bone Spurs. So I think they'll make some moves at the trade deadline, but more smaller. I just don't think this is a year. I think this is the World Series hangover effect. And we see, you know, we saw what's happened with the Giants over the years. That's why they every other year type thing. It's just when you get to the World Series and go that deep in the playoffs, it just seems like it zaps the energy of guys. It's a pitching staff that hasn't been used to those many innings.
Do you think after the hurt that Daniel Murphy puts on them with Washington, that Washington's happy they made that deal?
Yeah, I mean, remember they got Murphy as a free agent, but what a blunder by the Mets not keeping him. They kept Lucas Duda instead. Duda's missed, you know, most of the first half with an injury. So, yeah, Murphy has killed them. And playing pretty solid even at the second base, too. So, yeah, this was a decision that's completely backfired in the front office of the Mets.
And it seems as if Dusty has kind of steadied that clubhouse as well. I guess he's pretty underrated.
Yeah, you know, just wins wherever he goes, particularly that first year. You know, he takes a team that has been struggling and like, always gets them back into the playoffs. So, you know, right now, I mean, he's doing as good a job as anybody in baseball once again. So, you know, he's certainly knocking the door now as far as being a Hall of Fame manager with what he's done.
Going to the American League, Baltimore, Boston, Toronto, and then the Yankees lurking. Yankees, sellers, buyers, do they ride it out to the trade deadline?
Well, I think they'll ride it to the trade deadline, but I think they'll definitely be sellers. I think Chapman's gone for sure. Maybe Miller as well. Maybe Carlos Beltran. I just don't see them being a contender. They're three teams. Yeah, they're all very similar. Great, great offenses. Struggling with that, not pitching. I think Boston's going to be the team to beat. I think they'll be the most aggressive at the deadline. They have already. And with David Dombrowski there, I don't think he'd be afraid to trade prospects. Baltimore needs that one big-time starter. I don't think they'll go get him. So I think they're going to just, you know, waste that great offense they have. It's run was very dangerous. They could use one more starter, too. But, you know, getting Bautista back the second half, it's a very powerful team.
Is Cleveland going to be able to hold on?
Yeah, I think Cleveland runs away with it. I just think they're that good. That's pitching staff or best pitching rotation in baseball. They hope to get Michael Brantley back. But, you know, even though I think the Tigers will hang around, the White Sox will hang around, KC, I just think that Cleveland's too good and just, you know, wins this team by over five games.
Interesting. I like that. And out west, before we let you go, how does the manager of the Los Angeles Angels continue to hold on to his job?
Well, you know, there's just not much there to work with. Yeah, you got Trout, you got an aging Albert Pujols, and just the rotation is an absolute mess. I mean, you saw it going into the season, the guys got hurt. So I don't think anybody can ruin that team. I really don't. And so I don't blame Mike Socha. It's just a bad system, and they're paying the price for the Josh Hamilton contract and the Pujols contract.
Yeah, no, I guess it's a fair assessment. I mean, I never doubted his skills as a manager, but, you know, it's interesting. Literally, we're getting up against it so quickly. Texas and Houston down the stretch. Who comes out on top?
I feel like Texas, they have more prospects than anybody, so I think they'll make big moves at the trade deadline. I think Texas wins this thing, but I think Houston's a wild card team, just like a year ago. But Houston sure playing some great baseball.
Boy, what a hole they dug themselves early on, but they managed to find their way out of it. I mean, it's such a long season. People bury people early, but they don't realize you always have some time. Unfortunately for us, we're out of time. So I want to thank you for coming on board. Aside from USA Today, which, of course, your great writing is there, where else can our fans find you?
Yeah, that's just an issue, sir. USA Today or USAToday.com. So I appreciate everything.
Thanks so much for your time, Bob. As always, we love to have you on. You give the best that there is. Thanks for the moments.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right. Bob Nightingale from USA Today. So we get ready to step aside, you know, again, baseball. He wrote a brilliant article on the shortstops in baseball. So make sure you check that out. It's sitting there on their page, on their major league page. And we're going to step aside here. When we come back, we'll finish up this edition of the Spano Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, wrapping up this edition of the Attack. And we want to thank Bob Nightingale for coming on. He is the best there is. Glad he has the forum he does, because if he was on the local level, he'd be greatly appreciated by the people that he's surrounded by. But I'll tell you what, having that national forum with USA Today, yeah, it's the way to go. Well, I hope you enjoyed this edition of The Attack. We had a lot of stuff going on here, a little bit of basketball, a lot of social talk, and rightfully so, because when athletes make the decision to get involved in that, it needs to be discussed. And, of course, baseball, the great American pastime, which always helps us celebrate this country. So we appreciate you coming on board. Hope you enjoyed it. Tomorrow we'll have more of The Attack. We're going to get some British Open coverage. We're going to get some rodeo coverage. That'll be fun. And we'll cover all the stories that are leading into the weekend in the world of sports. For Joe Spano, for Senator Roberto, and most of all for you, thanks, everybody. Have a great day.